This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join us today as we continue our series on Church, Arise. And Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1 says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." And, you know, I think it's a beautiful thing here that God calls on us to arise. And remember, the Church of Jesus Christ can only arise as we arise. And I think it's important to understand that because we are the Church. The Church isn't a building. It's not an institution or a philosophy or a corporation. It's not a business. It's not an idea. First and foremost, the Church is the body of Christ, and it's constituted of people. It's made up of people and the children of God. And this is why Isaiah chapter 68 and verse 1 says, "Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered." And so I believe this is a day in the hour where God wants to cause his Church to arise in the power of the Holy Spirit. Because again, this is what Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6 says. "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it." And so, unfortunately, many believers think they need more perspiration when in reality they need more inspiration. Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. Religion says try harder, but Christianity says surrender. Surrender to Christ and surrender to the power of the Holy Spirit. Because we're members of a heavenly kingdom that cannot be shaken. Our hope is found in Jesus Christ. I love that old hymn, "My hope is found in nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." And so our hope is found in nothing less than Jesus Christ. And so we arise in the power of God. We arise in the power of the Holy Spirit. We arise with our eyes on Christ, our Lord and Savior. Ephesians 5:14, "Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." And so, as the Church, the time has come for us to awaken and to arise. And last week I was dealing with the first point, which was to arise and turn. Again, that is important. Joel chapter 2 and verse 12. This is why the Lord says, "Turn to me now while there is time. Give me your hearts. Come at fasting, weeping, and mourning. Don't tear your clothing in your grief, but tear your hearts instead. Return to the Lord your God, for he is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. He is eager to relent and not punish." So the Lord says, turn to me now. And we must turn from our sin to our Savior. We must turn in repentance, because again, this is key to the gospel message. It is a message to turn. It's a message that God is right and we are wrong, and therefore we must repent. We must turn. And, you know, sometimes we're waiting for God to change things when in reality God is waiting on us in many instances to turn from the path we're on, to turn from our sin and our rebellion. It's just like the prodigal son. It says when he came to himself, it wasn't until he chose to turn, until he chose to repent. He said, "I will arise and go to my father's house." And that's when everything began to change. And like I said, so sometimes we're waiting on God when God is waiting on us. But remember, it's never too late to turn from your sin. No matter how far you have gone down the wrong pathway, there is still time to turn. That's why the Bible says, "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts," in the book of Hebrews. So it's important that we don't put off till tomorrow what we need to do today. You need to turn today. Don't play with sin. Don't indulge sin. And don't assume that you have tomorrow to repent of sin. You have today. You have right now. Do it right now, because no one knows what tomorrow may hold. And so remember, you're just one prayer away from a changed life. But it requires that we turn from our sin, that we turn from our bitterness, that we turn from unforgiveness. Because again, you can be bitter or you can be better. And unfortunately, many people choose bitter. So anyway, firstly, arise and turn. Secondly, arise and shine. And I just read Isaiah chapter 60 there at the beginning. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will rise over you and his glory will be seen upon you. And here we see this contrast of sorts between, you know, gross darkness and yet at the same time, the light of God shining in the hearts of those who are willing to receive it. And this is why, again, we must, by faith, you know, arise and shine. This is a day for the children of God to shine their light wherever they may go. And this is not a day to hide your light. Don't put your light under a bushel, like Jesus said, but let your light so shine before men that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. This is so important for us to understand. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 12. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor did he light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And so let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So again, God has called us to arise and shine. He's called us to bring his light and his love wherever we may go. You know, because we have a hope that's not found in the things of this world. It's found in Christ. And this is our time to shine. This is our time to show the world that there is a different way, particularly at a time when the world is in a downward spiral of hatred and you know, war and prejudice and revenge and suspicion, racism, despair, dysfunction, depravity. This is a day for us as the church to show the world there is a different way. Joel 2:25, I'll restore the years the locust has eaten. And so again, it's important for us as the church that we are shining the light and, you know, that we're showing the world there's a different way to live. There's a different way to love. You know, Romans 8:37 says we're more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. And so, again, this is a time where we have to arise in the power of God. We have to arise by faith and we have to shine. And we shouldn't be walking around with a long face because, again, there are people who are watching you. Never forget that. There are people who are looking at your life and trying to establish, is this real or not? Is what you have worth having? Does what you have work? And is what you have the answer to what they need? And so again, it's so important for us to arise and shine and let our light and our love, you know, be seen by all. So glory to God, the greater one is in you than he that's in the world. So let's determine today to, like the Bible says, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. And so if Christ has given you light, let the world know. Tell somebody about Jesus today. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. Shalom, shalom.